Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Rosh Hashanah, daf Yud Gimel, and we are up to the second parak here of Masechas Rosh Hashanah on Yud Beis, Amid Beis, and we get into discussions, continued discussions of Kiddush HaChodesh, as we know what this first part and the first major part of this Masechta is about. So the Mishnah says, "Emeinu makir noso," if that we seem to be coming in the middle of the story, which is exactly what the Gemara is going to ask. If Beis Din does not recognize and they don't know this person who's coming to give the testimony, even though, as we'll see, every Jew has a cheskas kashrus and we should be able to trust everyone, but there were reasons to believe not to to trust everyone, as we'll see. So therefore, you have to have a verification of the person's kashrus of ne'amanus. So if they didn't know who this person was, and the person traveling, the aide traveling, knows that Beis Din doesn't know him, so he's allowed to take somebody else with him as a character verification. So someone else could go and testify on his behalf and say he is a ne'eman person. What do you need this for? So the Mishnah explains. Originally, whoever went, every Jew has a cheskas kashrus, and every Jew could go and give testimony. And Beis Din accepted edus from anybody. Mishakilkalu haminim, but once the minim, once the stukim started making trouble, the Ritva here says that they started the problems. Why? Because they always wanted Shavuos on Sunday. Why they want Shavuos on Sunday? Because of the pasuk of Mimachros HaShabbos. Right? If you start 7 weeks from Shabbos, from a Shabbos, then Shavuos is always going to be 7 weeks later on a Sunday. So we know that that Shabbos doesn't mean Shabbos. We know that Shabbos means the first day of Pesach, according to Torah Shebaal Peh. So that's why it's whenever Pesach falls out, but not dafka on Sunday. But Bishkil Kalaminim, they started sabotaging, and they started, sending a day sheker. So because of that, it's kinush lo yu makabon el and a makir. And that's why Beis Din made a takana, that we would only accept testimony from Makirin, from those who they recognized as Ne'eman people. It is a huge topic in the Mefarshim. I once saw a whole sefer on this. Why does the Torah say Mimachar the Shabbos? It doesn't mean Shabbos, right? It's so confusing and so misleading. And you have other issues that maybe aren't as important halacha lemaisa. Like the Torah says Na'asa Adam, and one might be confused. And Rashi says it's worth it to show Derech Eretz and Anava, even if it's going to lead people to think a little philosophically that there's Nasa Adam and there's more what Rosh Rishio is saying. And there are other differences as well. But here, there's in a halachic context. Most of the other, remember the 10 changes that were made in the Septuagint, they weren't halachic changes. Those were just words that were used. Instead of Bahure, it says Zatute. It says it takes out our Neves because that was his wife's name. Well, differences, but halacha, milacha is a Shabbos. Shabbos generally means Shabbos, and here it doesn't mean Shabbos. So there are many suggestions given why dafka this says milacha is a Shabbos. There's one, the Meshech Chachma, that we like to quote. His suggestion is that if you look in Parshas Emor, he says on Chav Gimel Chav Aleph, he says, the Bedasa Eloki, he says, we know that there are two categories of mitzvahs, or two ways that mitzvahs connect us to Hashem. Number one, the Bedasa Eloki Yesh mitzvahs HaMakashrin Yisrael Abim Shabashamayim. There are some mitzvahs that connect us directly from every Jew to Hashem. We do a mitzvah and we're connected to Hashem. The Yesh mitzvahs HaMakashrin Yisrael Zelazeh. And there are other mitzvahs, that connect us to each other. And in that way, we, being Am Yisrael, are connected to Hashem. Keep going. Tzitzis, Tefillin, and Mezuzah, Hein Mitzvahs HaMakashrin Yisrael Hashem Yisbarach. Those types of mitzvahs that connect us directly to Hashem. What we might call mitzvahs ben Adam Lamakom. Ugemilas chasadim, v'chumus and maisras, heim amakashon zelazeh. Chesed and matnis, kuhuna and matnis aniyim, that's obviously connecting us to each other. V'nim shalbazeh, but it's not exactly ben Adam Lamakom, ben Adam Chavero. It's different categories. And then he says, what's the nimshal? The difference between Shabbos and Yantif. Shabbos and Yantif are in different categories. Shabbos is al yetzi yishbim komo, hotza, asura, melech hazochon avish, asura. Shabbos is about staying home. You're not cooking for anybody. You're not carrying from one place to the other. Shabbos is about being home with Yohan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imkein kol ish v'ish b'fnei atzmahu, levadahu yoshev ha'osek b'torah, shehema mukusharim el Hashem Yisbarach, ha'merkaz ha'amiti, asher kol Yisrael he'ma kavim nifradim, Hamagil Merkaz Echad. Imagine, he says, if Hashem is in the middle of a circle, Kavi Yachol, and every Jew has a line from themselves to Hashem, Hu Hashem Yisbarach. Ulasi Bazeh Mikshurim Yachdav. And through that, they're connected to each other. but they were connected to Hashem first and foremost. We're home on Shabbos. We're not going around. Hotzah and Bishol, the two malachas that might connect each other, are Aser. Kemosham or Medjus Rabbah. Fine. Aval Yantif, Humin and Mitzvah Zamakash and Uma Zelazeh. Yantif connects us to each other. And that's why you could cook for each other, the principle of Hoil, and that's why Hotzah is Mutter. Lachain Malacha Zoganevish Mutter. Vim Yavo Elef Archim, Yofelechem. Ad ki amru ha'ofem yantiv l'chol rabba amr ein aloke darmin ha'ova v'chazil archim v'kulam chayevim alus the regel. You have to, we all have to be in Yerushalayim together. V'lismoach u'lissameach l'chein hutra hotzav ha'avara shim lokein lo yimukishar mugadim zel hazakechad. If this wasn't mutter, we wouldn't be able to be connected to each other. So that's the difference between Shabbos and Yantif. But says the Meshech Chachma, that first Pesach was like Shabbos. That first Pesach, because we weren't allowed to go outside of our homes. We had to stay home. Makas Becharos. Hisbonan chavatira ki be Pesach sheho ra'aso haya al she Pesach hamak pasach hamak abatim ben Yisroel ben Mitzrayim halo oz adayin lo haisa uma niksheres. We weren't connected at that point. We were still in Mitzrayim. Ki al you boded him ish ba'ahalo ayetz ish be Pesach beisod boker kula maskimim b'dei achas. Yes, we all took the carbon, and the carbon is a symbol of an anti-avodah zarah. He writes this at length in Parshas Baloscha that Korban Pesach is about anti-avodah zarah, but that's connecting us to Hashem. So that first Pesach was like Shabbos. It was an al yetzei ish bemkomo experience. That's why when we're given that mitzvah, usfartim lachem, mimachros haShabbos. That yantif, that first Pesach, is like a Shabbos in terms of the category of the mitzvah. It is she'oz, until you get to Shavuos, ad mimachros haShabbos haShviyos, so then it'll be the first time you have a yantif that is connected to each other. Sha'az hu mishurim az zel azeb hiskalus. Below sachala pas puts right. You put peya and the manas aniyim are connected in parshas emor there. But that's the Meshech Chachma in terms of why it's in mimachros haShabbos. Also, one of the pshatim that I once read, why we call it Shabbos Hagadol. Why do we call it Shabbos Hagadol? Shabbos Hagadol. So the rabbi might give a big drasha, but the Shabbos Hagadol is to emphasize that this Shabbos is Shabbos, what we call Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol. During the week, we're going to have something else called Shabbos, Bimachar Esa Shabbos, that's Yantif. That's Yantif. So we emphasize this Shabbos we call Shabbos HaGadol, so that the other Shabbos that's going to come up this week, we know, doesn't mean Shabbos, it means the first day of Pesach. Okay, so it made him Akir Noso, so we don't recognize him, so then we send somebody else with him to help identify. Amar Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah wonders, as we pointed out in the Mishnah seems to be coming in the middle. The Mishnah's two lines should really be flipped. Seems like that would be better. Rabbi Yonah, Hachin Tzur Chamistei. This is what the Mishnah should say. The Mishnah should start off by saying, originally everybody would be believed. Now they're not believed, so you got to send somebody along. But what does the Mishnah say? You got to send somebody along. Originally, we were believed, and then it changed. So this is what the Mishnah should say. Bari Shona, Imekal Menetz Hachadosh Kol Yom, Mikol Adam. Imen, Makir Nosei Mishach Mishtalchin. Imo achela ha'ido. Shouldn't the two lines of the Mishnah be flipped? This parak should be known as parak barishona. Should it be known as parak im'einon makirin? Right? So, and there are other prakim named barishona, but it's okay. We'll figure that out. There are other prakim that have names, similar. In Yevamis, you have, parak ha'isha and parak ha'isha rabba. Same names. Amar Reb Yosef. So Reb Yosef says, no, afilu kamas nisan, even if you have the version of our Mishnah, asya hi, it still makes sense. It still flows. Why? Because this is how you can read the Mishnah. The Mishnah gives a line. Imena makir noso mishalchin imo acher lahaido. If your best friend doesn't recognize him, you gotta send somebody else. Lama. It's as if you add in that word. And now the Mishnah is explaining in the second line. And why is this the case? Sheba rishona hayimakal neid zacholish mikol adam. Because originally you accepted from everyone, but then things had to change because of the tzedukim. Period. Okay, says the Gemara, Ve'edach HaNe'eman. It sounds like from the Mishnah that all you need is one person for identity, for religious identity. You need one person to go along and say this person is an Ne'eman person. But don't we usually require two witnesses for everything? Apishnei Edom Yakam Davar. So why here do we say one is good enough? Why is one good enough? Right, says the Karban Eda, Bitmiya, Uba Masis and Tanim Shalchin Acher Imo, Mashma de Echa Ne'eman. Sounds like one would be Ne'eman. So the Gemara answers, well, remember, you don't really need anybody. If somebody comes, we trust them. On a Torah level, on a Daraisa level, every Jew has a Cheskas Kashrus, and you would trust them. So the whole requirement here is a Durabanan. The requirement is here is, the rabbis say we need an identification mechanism, so the Rabbanon could say one is good enough. Right? They're the ones that say you need this bichlal, so they could say that it is good enough. Mishalcha nasru lecha. That's borrowing from a language of the Mishnah at the end of Erevin. Mishalcha nasru lecha. From you, they gave it to you. Meaning, bedin ha'yish lo yisrichan edim. You don't really need edim at all. So they said, oh no, you need edim. You need to identify this person that he's a Naaman. So they said, hey, namre, edach a Naaman. So they said one aid can be believed. One aid can be believed. Rav Salvechik, I think, once said that the root of the cheskas kashrus of every Jew is tzelem elokim. Because the Gemara says, chosama shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. Hashem's mida is emes. Hashem has a lot of midas. But one of his midas is emes. That's, remember that Gemara about that they killed the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara says that they... A petek fell from Shemayim, and it was signed MS. Right? So they knew that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's signature. Chosam Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu MS. And that Gemara, that's where that comes up. So every Jew is created B'Tzelem Elokim. Every person might even be created B'Tzelem Elokim. So every person might even have, in a certain sense, but for sure every Jew has a Cheskas Kashrus, based on the Midah, that they share with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachal. Also, the Gemara is bothered. One aid? Is this, Dina Mamadis needs two. Dina Fashas needs two. Is this Isurin? Eid Echad is Neman B'Isurin. So Gemara must be saying that this is not Isurin. Right? Eid Echad Neman B'Isurin. Unless this is Isurin, but there's some other requirement. Rav Chaim Kanievsky here says, well, Eidus HaChodesh is called Mishpat. And Mishpat requires two. Right? The language of Eidus HaChodesh Mishpat Sivbei V'Natarti. That's I think borrowing the Lashon also from the Bava Basra, the Yerusha. The Gemara talks about Yerusha being Mishpat and requiring, having certain requirements that Mishpat has. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Eid Echad, Maushi, Namak, oh, just Lamaskana, no, the Maskana of the Bavli is that you need two. And when it says in the Mishnah, one, it means one kat, one pair. So the Maskana here of the Yerushalmi seems like one is good enough. But the Maskana of the Bavli is that the Mishnah can even be read that you need to. Says the Gemara, okay, so one is good enough. But what about this case? Eid Echad, Maushi, Naaman, Kishnayim. Can one aid be believed as two? What does that mean? You only need one, the Yerushalmi said. What do you mean believed as two? What about this case? Hey Chavida, Hayushnayim. There were two aidim that were coming to testify about the moon. Right, you need two aidim to testify about the moon. Echad akal makir noso. One of them everybody knew. He was a famous guy, and they knew that he was a Naaman. The echad ein adam makiro, chaveiro makiro. Reuven and Shimon came from a distant land. They all knew Reuven. They didn't know Shimon, but Reuven could tell us about Shimon. Is that allowed? Is that allowed in that case? Chaveiro mau. We're going to switch the girsa here. We're going to go with Rav Chaim Kanievsky's girsa, who borrows the girsa from the same Gemara in Ksubis. We're going to add in two lines here. Mau she yaid alav. Right? Can Again, Reuven and Shimon come. We know about Reuven, so we don't need any aidus about Reuven. Right? So Reuven's kosher. Shimon, we have no idea, but Reuven's gonna tell us that Shimon is kosher. So is that gonna be allowed? Or, what's the issue here? The issue here is we need two aidim for Kiddush HaChodesh. So is this considered two aidim? Because at root, really, one person is really allowing us to accept both of them. One person is Naaman, and he's also telling about the other person is also Naaman. So really, this one person is behind both of their testimonies. So is that going to be allowed? We need two edus, two edim to testify about Kiddush HaChodesh. So is this going to be allowed? Maushi yod alav. So we're going to quote from another context, which comes up elsewhere, where also sometimes you need two. And if it's viewed as one person is doing more than half, that could be a problem. Nishmina min adab. Right, we're going to go to a different context. We're going to go to the context of Kiyum Shtaris. Remember Kiyum Shtaris. On a Torah level, if a shtar comes to Beis Din and it's signed by two witnesses, fine, kosher. Right, we trust the two witnesses. That's the Chiddush of Shtar. The Chiddush of Shtar. You know, how is a shtar allowed? The Gemara says in a few places, Mipiyam velo mipik savam. You're not allowed to write your testimony. That's the Chiddush of Shtar. We're not going to get into that right now. But, Midrabanan, Beis Din said, no, you have to verify the signatures. Kiyum Shtaris. How do you verify the signatures? One of three ways. Either the Eidim themselves are here and say, that's my signature. That's one way to do it. Or you have a different document that you already did verification on and you compare the signatures and they match. Or you have two people coming to verify each signature. Two people come and say, yeah, that's his signature, and that signature. If the Eidim themselves are there, all they need is themselves. They can each verify their own signature. But let's say not. Let's say Reuben and Shimon signed to this, and Reuben and Shimon are dead. Right? You have no idea if they really signed it. So you need two people to verify Reuben's signature, and two people to verify Shimon's signature. So, what about this case? What about this case now? Nishmina Menada, continuing the Girsa that's brought over from Ksubis. Ha, Yushnayim, there are two signatures here. And Echad Makir Ksav Yado V'Ksav Yad Chavero V'Echad Ein Adam Makiro. Right, what happens? Two people are here. One of them testifies about their signature, or it's his signature, and he could also testify about the other person's signature. He testifies about his own signature, that means he's accepted, right? Because you can testify about your own signature by yourself. He also testifies about the other person's signature with somebody else. Is that allowed, asked the Gemara? Is that called 75%, you know, based on one? You need eight and 50-50. You need one aid by Kiyam Shtaris. You need each one to be stand on its own. So would we accept this in this case? So, ask the Gemara, Makira Chaveiro, Maoshi Yitzarif ima Echam Anashuk Laha Eid Alav. Is that acceptable? Is that acceptable? So, Nishmeinim in Adah. So, let us go back to the Gemara now. Reb is skipping a line. Reb Zeira Rav Chuna B'Shem Rav, five lines from the bottom. Einu V'achem Estafer Nachazim Asai Eid Hasheni. Not allowed. Not allowed. If one person testified about his signature, meaning that he gives us 50% of the effect, and then he also is one of the two witnesses on the other signature, remember, Kiyam Shtaris, I can testify about my own, that's good. Somebody else's, I need two people. So could I testify about my own and testify about the other person with somebody else? Says the Gemara, no good. Says the Gemara, no good, because you are basically giving us 75% of what we need, and that's not how Eidus works. You need 50-50. You'll see how this is going to affect our case. Where again, what are we trying to figure out in our case? One guy is Naaman, and the other guy is not. I'm going to testify about him. I'm going to be one of the people that, is that going to be allowed? So we're going in the direction of no. So the Gemara then clarifies and says, Lo tsurcha di la, really the case that we just explained is really for sure no good. This case is really the case that is, has to be, dealt with. Hayushnayim, Echad, not that there are two people and one person testifies about his own signature. That for sure is no good, because that would be, let's say, 75%. What happens if he comes to court, everybody knows his signature. Maybe there are other documents, but he's there. He could have testified about his signature. Hayushnayim, Echad, Akol Makirin Savyado. One of them, and he's present, everybody recognizes his signature. The Echad, Einada Makiro. And Reuven is here in Beis Din, and everybody knows Reuven. He's a famous guy. Everybody knows his signature. He signed on 50 documents in the past. So we don't need Reuven to say anything. But that's one. Reuven also knows about Shimon's signature. Shimon's not here. So, Echad Einada Makiro. Chaveiro Makiro. Chaveiro Ma'ashe Ye'asek Echam Anashuk Lohoid Alav. Can he testify about the other one? And that's the case that Reb Zeira Amarav said, no good. Because that's considered, let's say, three quarters from one person. Look at the bottom, Pnei Moshe, on the bottom. Klomar, Shehu lo yada ksivas yad atzmo. In this case, he's not testifying about his own signature. Ki kivan shakol makirin ksivas yado. Everybody knows. Everybody knows his signature. Ela she yitztari fim echa manashuk lohoyda chazimas chaveiro. Do we allow that? He's not testifying about his signature at all. Everybody knows that one. But he's going to testify about his friend's signature. So is that good enough? Where he says, this is my signature and this is my friend's signature, for sure we say that's no good. He's giving 75% of what we need. But what about this case? He's giving zero for himself, because we know, and he's only giving 25%. Maybe that's good. Maybe that's no good or good. Oh, Dilma, Mikimashu Bafanenu, or because he's in front of us, Ve'inanu Tzrichan Le'edus Acherim, we don't need anybody else, because he's here, Al Ksav Yado, Akati Mechzi, it still looks like, like we're being motzi, three quarters, dimamona apuma dechatzada. Three quarters of our information is coming on the basis of one witness. So that was the question, and that's what we posseled. And that's what we posseled, that's what we said is no good. So, continue. Imkain, why do we possel it there? Imkain nimseis kola edes miskayemes beidachad, because it's all coming from one, three quarters are coming from one source, and therefore, so too in our case. So too in our case, if one is somebody that Bezdin recognizes and the other one not, he cannot he himself is a Naaman, the other person, that would not, to have a parallel, that would not be acceptable to Bezer. You need somebody else. Amar Rabbi Yudin. Rabbi Yudin says, this is all one flow. V'yos, this is appropriate. This is true. What we just said. Why? After all, if two people came out of a city that are mostly non-Jews, kagon hada susisa, like susisa, echad akol makir noso shehu Yisrael, one of them that came out of the city of Rove, everyone knows that he's Jewish. The echad, another makiro, and another, the other one, nobody has any idea. Chaveru makiro, but this one person that came out, we are makir. Chaveru maushi yeasa kechem and ashuk lahad alav. Would we be able to rely on this one person? Where it says no. Im omer atken, if you say yes, lo nipsis, kol ha'edus, miskeimus bein echad. It's all leaning on really on one person. Even though there are two people here, the ne'emanus of the second person is totally on the first person. So we wouldn't accept that. So hacha nipsis, kol ha'edus, miskeimus bein echad. So too here, also not. So what, after the dust settles, what do we say? If two edim come to give kiddush hachodesh, one of them is a ne'eman, one of them is not a ne'eman. But the Naaman could testify about the Eino Naaman, that's not acceptable. Right? Because then basically, it's one aid that's allowing the Kiddush HaChodesh to work out. Right? It's one aid that is the power behind both of them, and therefore it is not allowed. Good. So the Gemara now says, okay, let's find some other cases that seem Eid Echad seems to work. Right? We just said that in these cases, we had a question about, you know, one aid being functioning as two. When is one aid acceptable? So the Gemara says, what about the following cases? And again, the Achronim talk about these cases in terms of, well, we know generally two Edom are needed, except by Isurin. Eid Echad Naaman B'Isurin, right? One Eid, you walk into somebody's house, they say it's kosher, right? You're allowed to eat their food, Eid Echad Naaman B'Isurin, right? The source of Eid Echad Naaman B'Isurin, the big discussion in the Rishonim, how do we know? How do we know Eid Echad Naaman B'Isurin? So Tosus quotes, it's a Pasuk. Tosus quotes, it's a Pasuk, right? The Safra La La'atzma. A woman is believed to count her own days of Ziva, the Safrala, right? You need Shiva Nakiyim. Bizman Azeh, we need Shiva Nakiyim even for Nida, the Chumra de Rabbi Zera. But that is the Safrala. So Tosfos says in Gittin Dav Beis, that is the source for Eid Echad Naaman B'Isurin. Says Tosfos, Minalan, the Eid Echad Naaman B'Isurin, V'Yishlomar, the Afina Minida, the Darshina, the Perakamat. Here he quotes the Kesugaran Ksubisai and Beis, the Safrala La Atzma. That's not Dafka Nida, but that's all cases of Eid Echad Naaman B'Isurin. Tosfos says, V'im Tomar, Im Kin Afilus Chazik Isurin. If that's true, then even negative Cheskas Isur, it should work. If there's already an established Chazak of Isur, right, and we know that's not always true, and Eid Echad does not believe negative Cheskas Isur, but need there's a Cheskas Isur, answers Tosfos, V'yish Lomar, De'ena B'Cheskas Shetehiroa Kol Shah. Oh, big topic, right? Cheskas Isur means it's a chazaka that's forever until it's proven otherwise. Nida, you know, doesn't last forever. You know, the re'ia is a chazaka she'asui lehishtanos, right? A chazaka that's going to change. That makes it a weaker type of chazaka. Because you know, memela, the question is just when, not if. So that's what Tosa says. You can't bring a raya from Nida that every time Eid Echad is going to be believed negative Cheskas Isser because it's going to change. Dena b'cheska shiteiro kol shah ukshavru shiva tahora memela v'los chazik isura v'gam biyada litpol. Again, a big, big topic. The Chef Shmaitza has paragraphs and prukim about this. If you want to look it up in Shar, in Shmaitza Gimel, Perag Yud, Yudalef, Yubez, Yugimel, all about this topic about a cheskas iser, but a chazaka sheruilish tanos. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Taman Yuma, Taninan, we learned in the Mishnah in Yuma, Amr Lahen, early in the day, they want to know whether it's daytime yet. So what they say, Amr Lena Mamuna, Tsuru'im Higiyas Manashkita. The Mamuna says to one of them, go see if it's dawn yet. Go see if it's time to shecht yet. Imigia, if it happened, Haro Omer Barkai. The Roa says, Barkai. What's Barkai? Mal Barkai. Barekes. Some type of it might be lightning, it might be the carbon eda, Lushan Barak, sparks, nitzotz and Yosem Narakia, Taman Amri, others say Barak Barka, Anher Minhara, the light has lit, some type of double Lushan. But it sounds like from there that there's one person telling you that is light, it's daytime. Eid Echad Naaman, right? What do you mean? Is Eid Echad Naaman, right? Don't you need two Edim? So again, one second, isn't that Eid Echad Naaman ben B'Isurin? It's asur to do the shechita at night. Isn't there an Echad Naaman B'Isurin? So what's the answer? There's a cheskas iser. You know, it was Laila, and now you're trying to uproot that. So again, does this Gemara prove that a Cheskas Isser that is Asui Leishtanos is a Chazaka? Because the Gemara here says, hey, the Gemara seems to assume that you would need to get override the Chazaka. But again, this is nighttime. It's going to become daytime. Right? So again, this is a discussion. Let's just continue and then maybe we'll talk about it. So where it says, Shanya Hihacha, She, skip the word Ain, Shata Yacha Lamadalav. This is what's called, we mentioned this a few days ago, it's a Milsa David Yilagluye. What do you mean? They're going to tell, oh, it's light? They'll see in a second if he's telling the truth or not. That's why you could believe one. You could believe one where it's, you're going to be able to see yourself. Says the Gemara. The Chash Lomar Adhu Alovanafik Huminhara. No, what do you mean? You're going to be able to tell in a few minutes, but that doesn't help you whether 5 minutes ago it was light. Your ride is going to get light in a few minutes, and everybody's going to notice. But who says from the time that he said, Chakimahil Mosa? No, it's still, you could figure it out the second that he says it. The second that he says it, it's still something that you can look out at the sky and know whether the person is telling the truth or not. Just one makar, Mara Makamanilo, because after all, Yerushalmi doesn't have Maseches Bechoros, sadly. We don't have Yerushalmi on Kachim, even though we had the fake Yerushalmi on Kachim that Reb Chaim can remember. Reb Chaim Ozer and the Chavetz Chaim both figured out was a forgery. But one of the great Achronim who was killed in the Holocaust is the Reishis Bikurim on Maseches Bechoros. It's mamish. It has like the last day that he was being led out to be killed, Rechmano Litzlan. But there he discusses this concept of a chazaka hasui l'shtanos. Do you say that is called a chazaka? He says, v'ksas raya lazeh me Yerushalmi, b'hachta roa omer barkai. Quotes are Yerushalmi. He says, who asked? V'edecha ne'man v'lechora. Afilu iloha v'yavidi l'glu yehi ne'man. So what does the Gemara say? Oh, you're going to be able to see the light in a few minutes. Even if you can't see the light in a few minutes, isn't this already a weaker chazaka? Because it's going to change? Even without Musa David Gluye, it's a chazaka asui l'shtanos. Isn't that, this is on Daf Chaf, by the way, in Bechoros Chaf Mabes. Ta havi chazaka asui l'shtanos, memela ya'ir hayom, ela al karchach mishum ta halayla lo tishapech la'olam liyom, v'hayom hu birya acheres lagamre. He says, maybe, what's a chazaka asui l'shtanos? You have something that's going to change a little bit. But if you have a new birya, a new creation that comes into existence, maybe that's not viewed as asui l'shtanos. Day will never become night, and night will never become day. Day will finish, and the night's going to come. Night will finish, and day will come. So it could be that that's not looked at as a chazaka asui l'shtanos. It's not looked at as a woman, nida, not nida, nida, not nida. That might be different than day and night, he suggests. And that's Tosfos' chafik there in Bechoros on Daf Chaf. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amar Echad, to other eight Echad context. Amar eight Echad, no lad li, li ish ploni b'Shabbos. If somebody testifies and says, he was born on Shabbos, malin also al piv. That's enough to be mal him on Shabbos, even though Mila is an Issa Daraisa, but if people testify, yeah, it was 5 minutes before Shkia, good. Chashecha Moti Shabbos, what if he testifies that he was born Moti Shabbos? What's this context? In the days of the Talmud, if somebody was born in the eighth month of pregnancy, they were considered to be a nafel. And muksa, you couldn't touch him on Shabbos. That was the science of the times, born in the eighth month. So what if the eighth month, the last day was Shabbos? So if somebody could testify that he was born on Motzi Shabbos, so he's a ninth monther, chashka Motzi Shabbos, batatan osal piv, so then the next Shabbos, he's not called muksa. He's a baby that you have to take care of. Again, sense seems unusual to us. But this was the science of the times. Rabbi Abi metaltel al puma de malavisa. Rav Ami used to be metaltel, meaning believe the person that he was born after Shabbos in the ninth month, based on milavisa, those that accompany the mialedes. Who's that? Those are the midwives. People who come to the mialedes. So Rav Ami believed them when exactly the baby was born. Rav Matanya metaltel al ivriyosa de zira. He would be metaltel based on the last rays of the day that he would look up and he would see the last rays. He would say, okay, it's still daytime or it's still nighttime. He would use the last rays to be able to see what day it was. Rev Imi Mo Alpinashim De Amran Shim Shahavis Al Susisa. Rabbi Ami trusted the women to say what day it was, to say Shim Shabbos al Susisa. When they said the sun was still shining on Susisa, what Susisa? Tveri is in the valley. Susisa was somewhere up higher where the sun was still shining there. And he trusted that they would say that over there it is still light, and we would be able to know that here it could be nighttime, even though there it is still daytime. It gets into the sugya of, do you go by Zmani Hayom, where you actually are, topography, like higher up or lower down, or do you go by the, wherever it's the Zmanim are, it doesn't matter how high or low you are on the earth. Okay, there's a lot to talk about there, but we'll continue. So the Gemara says one more line. Makiro, Makira of Ma'olachala and Ezra Shabbos. Fine, the person himself going to be Kiddush HaChodesh could be Mechala Shabbos. What about these extra people going to be with him who know who he is and they could testify to Beis Din that he's an Eman? Could they also be Mechala Shabbos? You only need this midirabanan. Could they also be Mechala Shabbos? So Gemara says, yes. Nishmini min Adad, Amar Ibn Aroi. Ben Shinya, switch the Khan. One time I went down to Usha with Usha. They didn't even need me. I knew there were other people there that could testify on his behalf to say that he's a Neman. But I wanted to be with my friends for Yantif. But I was a Makir. But I still went down, but you see, he was able to be Mechal Shabbos. The Achronim wonder, did he really like do a trick here? That he knew he was just like hitching a ride on, to be able to be with his friends on Yantif. Okay, but either way, you see from here that Chilul Shabbos is allowed for a Durabanan, says the Turi Evan. Lamaisa, if he doesn't go down, Kiddush HaChodesh won't be done. And that's a Daraisa. So even though it's a Durabanan requirement, it's still allowing the Daraisa to take place, and therefore, Chilul Shabbos is allowed for this case. Okay, we'll stop here.